50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I know Jeff hates it when I say this, but we're back.
Cringe.
We are back from our trip at the Walt Disney World Resort. We had a wonderful, absolutely exhausting time. Honestly, we're just like, can't do it like we used to.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
I mean, we'll talk about it later.
Second
half of the show, we're going to get into the whole trip report thing and let you know about things that we did. Had a really good time, though.
We did. Felt good. Felt good to be back.
Otherwise, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah.
Busy. Yeah. 2023 packages came out for the Walt Disney World Resort.
I know, right?
So that has kept me busy this week.
So those officially came out Wednesday, correct?
Wednesday, yes.
So how far in advance can they book right now?
You can book up to 499 days in advance.
499 days.
499.
Okay.
So that's right now, like middle of October-ish.
So those of you waiting for the holiday period of 2023.
Soon.
I know that's a very popular time to go. People love to go during that time.
It is. Yeah, 100%.
We saw something earlier, and you had mentioned that you had noticed this. Tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party are not selling out right now.
No. The first night and Halloween night are not sold out.
Why? What is the deal?
One of two things. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Either they've increased capacity, right?
Okay.
So that could be a reason that there's more tickets. That's why the Halloween parties aren't selling out.
Okay.
Or it's too expensive.
Okay. Compared to what they did last year.
Well, and I think it's cheaper. It's cheaper than last year, right?
It is cheaper than last year's after hours event. Yeah.
More expensive than a typical Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
That's a good point. Yeah.
The first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party that I went to was, I think, in 2015, maybe. And I think I paid like $75. And I remember being like, oh, ouch.
So the only reason I mention it is because, you know, specifically Halloween not being sold out right now.
Right.
Is usually one of the first to go.
Yep.
And tickets have been on sale for how long now?
A couple weeks. I mean, so the day that tickets were on sale, I had quite a few clients that wanted tickets.
Right.
And so I was up at 11 p.m. Central Time when they went on sale. And I don't even know, maybe I was up How late do you think I was up? It maybe took me 3 hours.
Yeah, around about 3 hours.
To get everyone tickets because the site kept crashing and people could get through on the like guest side of the site, but on the travel agent site, like there was issues. And then it finally, I don't know if less people just like gave up and like, I'll do it tomorrow. And so there were less people and it kept working. But it finally started working.
So it's been about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole point is, this has never happened.
No.
This has not happened.
Not to my knowledge.
Take advantage of it right now.
Yes.
Like, if you want to go for Halloween night for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, the time is now to book. As word of this gets out, you're going to start seeing those, you know, tickets sell and sell and sell. People going, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity. We need to take advantage of it. Word's going to get around. So,
what do you think is the reasoning?
I think partly is because price increase. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what gas prices are going to be like
during
that time of the year for those who are driving to Walt Disney World. We're probably going to see flight price increases if you're going to fly, because their fuel is going to cost just as much more. So the prices of all that are going to go up. And then there's probably just a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's a lot of. Yeah. Yeah. So big opportunity. You want to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party the very first night or Halloween night? Well, guess what?
Or any night in between.
Book now.
Yep.
Book right now. Let's get to news. What's going on?
News. Well, you know, if I'm going to talk about news, it's going to be on food. A brand new menu debuted at Sci-Fi Dine-In at Hollywood Studios. They have some sci-fi smoked wings, which are tossed in a porter barbecue sauce and a house-made pineapple and poppy seed coleslaw, or the spinach and artichoke dip, which they have made into a vegan version of spinach and artichoke dip. So it's plant-based. It's spinach, artichoke, red peppers, cauliflower, cashew, cheese, and oat milk. I'd be interested. I've heard it's good. I heard it tastes just like normal spinach artichoke dip.
No.
You want your cheese cheesy?
Yeah, I want my cheese cheesy. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I don't know. It might be. I think if somebody got it and we were with them, we would try it.
Right? We did watch a YouTube vlog the other day, and somebody was trying out the new sci-fi smoked wings. Mm-hmm. And you get 4 wings... A little bit of slaw, $16 for 4 wings, and it's not enough slaw to do anything with.
$4 per chicken wing.
You know, that's way too much. When you can go to a place like Steakhouse 71, mm-hmm. where the food is probably a lot better, and gets that amount of wings for such a reduced price, and probably tastes better too.
Right.
That's the crazy part about it. What else they got?
Are the new appetizers. As far as entrees go, there is a black garlic Caesar salad, which is romaine, grilled artichoke, applewood smoked bacon, shaved parmesan, and a house-made black garlic Caesar dressing. And it's served with a crostini, which is like basically a big crouton. There's also a grilled chicken citrus salad. This is the one that I think sounds the best. It is lettuce, spinach, arugula, rainbow tomatoes, candied pecans, cranberries and feta with a house-made citrus vinaigrette and a grilled marinated chicken.
Something really good to eat on a hot day.
That's what I was thinking. It sounds refreshing. It sounds light. You're not going to like walk out of there and be like, oh my God, now I cannot ride anything right now. Like,
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not going to weigh you down and it's not going to make you feel like greasy or anything like that. But if that is not enough for you, there is
you
the
walk
feature
out feeling greasy.
Yeah. Damn, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I've ever walked out of a place after eating feeling greasy.
No?
No. Oh. No. Oh. That'd be a first.
There's a feature film burger, which is now Surf and Turf. It is, they said, a unique twist on a classic with a blend of beef and signature blend of beef and house-made seasoning. I was like, what else is it blended with? I was thinking like another type of meat. But
yeah.
A beef burger. It's on a brioche bun. It's topped with a shrimp and crab cake, pepper jack cheese, chipotle hollandaise, grilled onions, heirloom tomato, arugula, and a house-made vinaigrette. That's a lot.
That's a lot on a burger.
That's a lot.
I mean, I'll give Disney one thing. They really come up with some great combinations on burgers. Disney does burgers well, usually.
Right.
There's been a few that I've questioned in the past, but that's a lot for one burger.
It is. It is. The previous feature film burger has now earned itself a permanent spot on the menu, which is the pork on pork burger. It has been, like I said, awarded a permanent spot on the menu. It is a house-made grilled pork patty with roasted pork belly, white sharp cheddar, caramelized onions, cabbage slaw, and a house-made Carolina mustard sauce. That sounds really good.
Okay.
I'm here for that.
Both you and I, when we went, we had the steak.
Yes.
The steak was fantastic.
New York strip.
Yeah. It was really, that was back when they had the dining plan.
Yes.
And you could order whatever you wanted.
Right.
You know, I don't know. We can't do that anymore. But
you can. You just got to pay for it.
Well, no. You just want Disney to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, with the dining plan coming back. But I'd be willing to try the film, the Surf and Turf, the feature film burger.
Yeah.
I would want to try the wings. I just don't want to pay $16 for four of them.
Right.
I'll let you try the salad, and I'll take a bite.
Yeah. Good I think stuff. That sounds refreshing.
Yeah.
If you are still hungry, that's not enough food for you. The dining packages are now available at the Eat to the Beat concert series for this year's Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The lineup this year includes acts like Air Supply, Hanson, Boyz II Men, and you can choose from different table service restaurants around Epcot for the concerts. And you usually eat your meal, like lunch or dinner. It includes an appetizer, entree, and dessert, or a buffet if it's a buffet-style dinner or lunch. And then it includes a guaranteed seat to the concert that's the same day. So you pick what concert you want to go to, pick what restaurant you want to go to, and then you purchase the package. The restaurants that are available in the package this year are Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Garden Grill, Le Cellier, Regal Eagle, and Spice Road Table. So the last two, Regal Eagle and Spice Road, are quick service. Spice Road Table's table service, but it's tapas. It's like little appetizer things. And those two are available same day only. So if you want to book, you get there and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to see Boyz II Men tonight. If it's not sold out, you can book same day packages at those two restaurants. With the packages, taxes and gratuity are not included in the prices. So you will pay just a little bit more than the listed price. But the reservations are now available in the Walt Disney World website and the app. We talked about, yes, we talked about 2023 packages coming out, and we did get a little update on some changes that are made, and one of them was that the pirate rooms at the Caribbean Beach Resort are going away. They are no longer going to be offered in 2023, so it seems that they're going to be retheming those rooms. I don't know if there'll be like a new theme or if they're just going to be a standard room. Or kind of what's going on or why. They didn't say why either. They just said no longer available. So.
That is very weird.
The only, the biggest downside that I saw to those rooms is they were the farthest from the main building.
Ah.
Like if you wanted a pirate room, that was cool. That was great. And you even paid a little more. But they were the farthest buildings out from the main dining, shopping, transportation. So it was kind of like the theming's cool, but if you're not spending a lot of time in the room and you want to get to the bus, want to go to the pool, want to eat.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It was kind of far away. But so I'm interested to see if they'll just be regular rooms or if they're going to be a new theme or what are they going to do?
And the first thing that I thought of when I saw this, I started looking at it because they're getting rid of all the stuff, is start looking for this stuff over Cast Connection.
Right.
If you are a cast member or you have a family or friend that's cast member, and you want a themed room for a vacation home or just your regular home.
Oh, vacation home. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. What an opportunity. Because the majority of the room, the light fixtures, and I mean, we're talking not just the beds. There's a lot of different things in there that are pirate themed for Pirates of the Caribbean. Good opportunity at a very discounted price if it shows up there for Cast Connections, if you know anybody.
Right. So, if you want a pirate bed, if you want a treasure chest dresser.
Yeah.
All kinds of curtains.
Good stuff.
Whatever it is. Over at the Polynesian Village Resort, Disney's Kona Cafe is going to be closing August 15th for a refurbishment. if you are like, wait, that has my favorite stuff, you can still order via the mobile app from the Grab and Go. So the Kona Island Grab and Go is still going to be there. Kona Cafe will be undergoing a refurbishment. I wonder if that's going to include a new menu when there's just no word on like what they're going to do with it, or if it's just getting a facelift.
So. I hope they don't get rid of those meatballs because they are really good.
No, that's at Captain Cook's.
Was it Captain Cook's? Yes. I thought it was Kona Cafe.
Kona Cafe is upstairs across from Ohana.
Okay, I got them mixed up.
Yeah, and Captain Cook's is the quick service. The meatballs are safe. The Thai coconut
Leave my meatballs alone.
Are safe. They're so good.
Okay. Right.
And then one last piece of food news. The June menu at Salt and Straw in Disney Springs has been announced, and it's called the Summer Picnic Series is the theme. It features flavors like pink rosé and watermelon sorbet, a baked brie and fig cheesecake ice cream, deviled egg custard and smoked black tea ice cream, cinnamon and honey fried chicken ice cream, and a chocolate cherry pie ice cream.
Oh, no.
No? No. None of it?
A deviled egg custard or a honey fried chicken type of... No. I want to be excited about something like Salt and Straw, especially when you get these flavors come out. It just doesn't appease to me.
Rosé and watermelon sounds good. And then the chocolate cherry pie has brandy in it. That could be good.
Maybe. But a cinnamon and honey fried chicken? That's not ice cream to me.
Baked brie and fig cheesecake. So whipped brie cheesecake baked into a candied Ritz cracker crust. Dark ribbons of sweet, thick fig jam. Salted sweet cream ice cream.
Nope. Not for me.
You like figs?
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
What I like about Salt and Straw is you can sample them. So if you're like, I want to know what it tastes
Thank
like.
Thank goodness for that.
But I don't want like a whole scoop of it. You can still go in and sample. Unlimited samples.
Kind of like 31 flavors, you know.
Yeah. Baskin Robbins.
Yeah. Sample everything.
I think it was Irv Robbins. He went to my high school.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun fact of the day. But that's all my food news.
But they do have, you know, regular type of ice cream at Salt and Straw. Right?
They do. They have their standard always flavors. These are their rotating seasonal flavors.
Heck yeah.
Thank goodness. Because I just couldn't walk up there and go, I'd love some honey fried chicken ice cream, please. With cinnamon.
It really has fried chicken in it.
I can't do it. I just can't. Oh, gross. Okay. All right.
Moving on.
Thank you for that wonderful.
We're going to end on that.
Mental picture of ice cream from Walt Disney World. All right. Minivans. Been a long time since we were able to ride in a minivan because they ended service back in 2020 because of COVID. You know all about that. They are coming back. The date is going to be June the 29th this year, 2022, where you can once again get yourself a minivan. Now, the minivans are not going to be going to the Orlando International Airport. They're only going to be traveling around the Walt Disney World Resort. Why? Maybe they just don't have enough drivers yet.
It was expensive, if I remember. It was pretty expensive.
Now, if you want to book a minivan, you have to use the Lyft app. Now, you can also use... what's the other service?
Uber,
thank you. And there's the regular Lyft, you know, vehicles that you can also use. The thing with the minivan, it's a little bit pricey. It's a very pricey option.
Yeah.
To ride around in a van that, you know, kind of resembles Minnie Mouse, the polka dots and everything else. And, you know, it's driven by a cast member. It's not just a regular everyday Lyft driver that is driving these. These are cast members. And with that pricey option does come things with like car seats. And you can ask and request an accessible minivan as well.
Yeah.
But if those are needs that you don't really need for your Lyft, I would suggest just going with the regular Lyft service or the Uber service at a regular price.
Yeah, you have the benefit of a cast member that knows where they're going.
True.
I have had some sketchy Lyft drivers before at Disney.
That is true.
So that is helpful, but like if you needed to get somewhere really quick, they might know like a back way or something.
A possibility, but I would rather people save their money.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the way Disney is treating prices these days on different things. It's just, it's a pricey option that's got the Disney name on it, driven by a cast member. If you don't need the accessible minivan, if you don't need the car seats, get yourself an Uber or a regular Lyft.
Yeah, like for us, it'd be totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, but it is great that that service is coming back. I think probably when they get some more drivers, if you want to spend the money, you can. It is totally your option, and you have the chance to take a minivan out back to Orlando International Airport when you're leaving.
Right.
Otherwise, just use the regular one.
Yeah.
It's good to have them come back. That's good. Over in Epcot, Disney has announced that there is a hidden menu item available if you are an annual pass holder and visiting Epcot. It's happening right now through July the 4th this year. All you have to do is visit any Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Co. kiosk at Epcot. You're going to get yourself a nice, refreshing, and a very exclusive beverage. The Lavender Lemon Drop.
Yum.
Exclusively for annual pass holders. It is made with frozen lemonade and a splash of lavender. Ah.
Oh, ah. Refreshing.
I need your sound bit. For adults, a version is made with Grey Goose vodka.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That you could splash in there if you wanted to. What does lavender taste like? I'm trying to imagine that in my head.
It's floral.
Is it floral?
It's floral.
I know what lavender is, type of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, flower, but I'm in a drink, I'm trying to imagine what it would taste like, because I don't normally eat flowers.
It's floral, and it's can be very potent.
I mean, we could either talk to Kona or Miley. I'm sure they've eaten a flower or two in the past, but I've never eaten a flower before or drank one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what is that? Getting some type of a notification on my phone.
Like a Amber Alert almost.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Newton County. I don't know what that is.
Some type of alert just came on our phones.
That was crazy.
That's weird.
It came up like an Amber Alert, but it wasn't an Amber Alert.
But it was different. Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird.
Okay.
We're back.
Things that happen when you do it live.
Live show.
Live shows. Always so much fun. So yeah, check out this brand new drink over at Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Co. kiosk over at Epcot. The Lavender Lemon Drop. Frozen lemonade and a splash of lavender. It does sound refreshing for the summer months up until July the 4th this year.
We had a refreshing beverage from a Joffrey's kiosk. It was like a berry, some type of berry juice.
A berry juice?
Do you remember from Joffrey's? And it had strawberries and raspberries and blueberries.
When was this?
When we were in Epcot.
This past trip?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No? Oh.
Folks, I'm losing it.
Had it on
I'm
the just boat. Just losing it. It was good.
Had it on the boat?
Yeah, we took it from Epcot, and then we took the boat back to the Dolphin.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of a blur. We'll talk about that. definitely a blur. Over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney announced the longtime favorite that Disneylanders out in California have been enjoying for, you know, a little bit. The exclusive cold brew black cafe. Is it cafe?
No, it's just calf.
Just calf? Okay. Yeah. Now it's available over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. There's a regular version, and there is also an alcoholic version as well.
That's Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. So when you're over at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you're going to discover this brand new thing over at Cat Saka's Kettle. It's a cold brew black calf, which features Joffrey's cold brew, sweet cream cheese, and Cocoa Puffs.
Yum.
That sounds good, too. It's like a combination of a great coffee drink and cereal at the same time.
Maybe we should try and make sweet cream cheese.
That sounds dangerous. Trying to make that at home. Because I'm feeling it might not turn out right.
Fluff it in the blender.
Fluff it in the blender. If you want to, you can add an extra ingredient. What is this called?
Godiva.
Godiva liquor?
Yeah, Godiva liqueur. Chocolate alcohol.
Interesting. I would just want to try the regular version, just see if I like it.
I think so, too.
Alcohol later on down the road, I guess.
what is such a bummer is this drink is like that popular on social media because it looks cool, right? But in Walt Disney World, they have this alcoholic version. And so the non-alcoholic version is in like a white cup.
Yeah.
And you to get the clear cup, you have to get the alcoholic version.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I just want to try it as a regular drink first.
Yep.
I think that'd be the best thing. It looks good. I've seen it on a couple of vlogs now, and they seem to really like it. They kind of want to eat the Cocoa Puffs before they go soft.
Yes.
You want 100%. That crunchy part, you know, of a Cocoa Puff. But check that out if you're at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, Disney's Hollywood Studios. Disney also announced that the Finding Nemo Big Blue and Beyond show is going to be opening on June the 13th. They're the Animal Kingdom. It is based on Disney and Pixar's film Finding Nemo. It is a stage show that invites you to discover the familiar tale of Nemo and friends from a whole new point of view. You'll have favorite songs like In the Big Blue World and Go with the Flow.
Go with the Flow.
So, I didn't see the original show. I don't know if I'll see this show.
I think I might have, but it was probably 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But I'll see this one.
You'll see this one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kind of looking forward to, I guess, the AC.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
As hot as it's been.
Anything to get out of the heat in Animal Kingdom.
Really, you know, just in the AC for 20 minutes is fine. And I'm sitting down, which I would definitely need some type of just a nice rest. And get to hear some good songs. So check out Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond at Disney's Animal Kingdom starting on June the 13th, which is just a few days away.
It is.
It is.
Like halfway through June. It's wild.
Isn't that crazy? All right, let's keep going.
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
He got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not?
I find it kind of funny sometimes when you're visiting the Walt Disney World Resort like we were, and we come across people who do things that you just should not do, or you shouldn't allow your children to do.
Yeah.
While we were sitting at a bus stop at one of the Walt Disney World Resorts, there were some pillars.
Yeah.
Holding up the roof there at the bus stop. And so this group of family is walking down from the resorts, and they're made out of wood, and they've got little slots in each one. So when the kids walk up, what happens? The kids go, "Oh my gosh, look, it's a jungle gym."
Yeah.
And the kids proceed to start climbing the pillar at the bus stop. And we're not talking just one kid. We're not talking just two kids.
No.
There's like five or six kids on this thing.
And all the way up to the roof.
Yeah, all the way up. Which was what? I'd say 15, 20 feet up?
I was thinking, yeah, 20 around there.
Yeah. And then the crazy part about it was mom and dad, plural, moms and dads, are initially just sitting there just watching them going, oh, look, they're taking pictures and everything else. And finally, common sense kicked in for one of the moms. And she went over there and she went, hey, y'all don't do that.
And we were like, she said the word.
Wow.
She said, don't do that.
You said, don't do that. I mean, it just, I know you're tired. I know it's hot. And I know kids got to get rid of some energy.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to watch them a little bit closer. And when they start climbing things they're not supposed to climb at Disney Resort bus stops, that's where you immediately need to step in. What would have happened if one of them had fallen?
Right.
And hit the ground.
That would have cracked their skull.
Yeah, it would have been really, really bad.
Yeah.
Ambulances would have been out there, and the whole other thing would have been going on. Really bad thing. So, parents, yes.
Did you see the other don't do that over in Disneyland this week?
No, tell me.
Somebody stuck their foot in the water in Splash Mountain.
Oh, geez.
Like out of their log into the water.
Because that's smart to do.
I literally was like, Like, it just gave me goosebumps. Like, shut it. I was like, not good.
Okay, so two lessons we have learned today. One, don't let your kids climb on things at the bus stop unless it's an approved Disney playground, which those pillars are not. And two, when they tell you keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat at all times, they mean it. Don't put your foot in the Splash Mountain water.
Feet and legs. Manos, brazos, pies y piernas.
Maybe somebody just wanted to see if the water was cold. I don't know.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Could take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about our recent trip to the Walt Disney World Resorts right here on DW60.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
The best-kept secret for getting DVC accommodations at a substantial savings is DVC-rental.com. Visit DVC-rental.com and get a deluxe Disney resort booked for your next Disney trip. And now back to the music on Sorcerer Radio.
Enhance your Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival experience with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures, and pricing. Create your to-do list, track your progress, and read ratings and reviews from other foodies. There's a lot to taste at this year's festival. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Available for iOS and Android. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All Disney music. All day long. srsounds.com.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
CW6E here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. Jeff Nicole returning once again.
Hello.
We talked about some of the latest things happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts and people putting their toes in the water at Splash Mountain and climbing structures at the bus stops.
You just never know what you're going
to
see.
You never know what you're going to see on a trip to Walt Disney World, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But if you did not know, maybe you're one of our younger listeners and you've only listened to Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com and you just graduated, headed high school or enjoy Disney music on the go, we encourage you to download the Sorcerer Radio app. It's available for both Apple and Android devices. Quite a few stations to choose from. Rope Drop, Seasons, Atmospheres, Mocha.
Spa Day.
Okay. Is it?
Is Mocha's still there?
I think Mocha's still there.
But Planet D is gone.
Planet D is gone, yeah. And of course, a regular Sorcerer Radio channel.
Yeah. Changes every hour. Could be parades, could be Epcot, could be fireworks shows.
And that is where you can hear all of the morning and midday shows, Monday through Friday here on Sorcerer Radio. We have stuff that plays at 8 a.m. and also at 1 p.m. every single day. So make sure you check that out. Going to talk about our recent trip to the Walt Disney World Resorts for the Memorial Day weekend as we had the opportunity to to stay at the Swan and Dolphin and Swan Reserve Resort, get to do a tour of all that. Mm-hmm. Had a wonderful time. We stayed specifically at the Dolphin.
Yes, and it was awesome.
It was really something.
We had such a cool room. We had like a, I can't remember what they call it, but we had a king size bed and a pull out couch. And
yep.
We had this huge corner balcony.
Very nice balcony. Yes. I spent a lot of time out there.
The view
was great.
Epcot fireworks on one end, and then if you look straight out, you can see the Tower of Terror.
And Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then to the right was the Swan Reserve.
Let me rewind for a second.
Okay.
Let's go back to Friday afternoon
as we
leave, okay?
I've blocked it from my memory.
Oh, no. I will never be able to forget this. Never. So we did not leave to head towards Orlando until Nicole got off work. She got off around, what, 4:30?
Yeah.
I guess. I was hoping it was going to be earlier. So technically, we did not get on the road leaving South Mississippi to Orlando until a little bit after 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove the whole way.
Yep.
Stopped twice. Once for gas and once to just kind of stretch our legs.
Yes.
Ran into a little bit of traffic issues in a couple spots, like in Mobile, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But we did not pull up to the lobby of the Dolphin Resort until after 4 a.m.
It was terrible.
I have never been so tired in my life.
His body was shutting down. He was like, I can't do it.
So we get into the lobby and we get up there to check in. There was nobody up there at first.
Mm.
You had to wait for somebody to show up. It's 4 a.m., you know?
All right.
Like one person working the desk.
Skeleton crew.
but as we're standing there, you know, I had been playing every type of music and doing everything possible to keep myself awake during this drive.
You drove the whole way.
I drove the whole way. I did. Mm-hmm. I did great. But then my body realized that it was not driving anymore. And it was like staring off into a void.
Yeah.
And my hands and my body just started shaking uncontrollably.
It was like holding on to the counter.
Yeah.
It
was so bad. It was so bad. And I think our head hit the pillow after we got checked in a little bit after 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then slept until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to do our tour of the resorts
at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
And we woke ourselves up pretty good. Mind you, no coffee when we got up.
No.
No coffee at all.
We didn't have any coffee until, I don't know.
I don't think we had any coffee.
Mm-mm.
Period.
I think our first like caffeine was at dinner. Coke at dinner.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was just adrenaline.
Yeah,
it was just pure adrenaline. And they were so sweet. Like, if you're familiar with hotels, there's a date roll in the middle of the night where they have to physically go and change the date.
Right.
On the software. So I called and I was like, hey, we are still going to be there. We're just going to be late.
Really late.
Technically, we're checking in. We like missed our Friday night check-in. And she was like, it's no problem. We have your room, you know, on like reserved for you. We already checked you in technically in the software, so you don't worry about it. And I said, okay. I said, well, I was like, do you need my reservation number or my name? Or she was like, this is Mrs. Davis. So I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I got it for you. I was like, how does she know?
It's so weird because maybe we were just the only ones left who had not checked in yet. Like, where are these people at?
Yeah.
Where are the Davises at? You know, crying out loud.
They were so nice. They like got us set up in our room. They helped us valet our car. She was going to walk us up to the hotel room at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're like, no, really. It's
no,
okay.
It's
like,
fine.
You don't need to.
Super nice.
Yeah.
Super nice.
It was so, they were so, so sweet.
And like she said, the room was a very nice room.
Yes.
Amenities are fantastic. Slippers, mm-hmm. robes.
Yeah.
You know, king size bed, a nice pull out couch bed
mm-hmm.
as well that's available there. They had some nice little snacks there in the room.
For us. Yeah, that was sweet.
And a nice little note
from Chris
yeah. which was fantastic and really nice. Something we've never had done before. And it just made us super excited. And I got to tell you, the lobby for the Dolphin is something special. It's really nice. It's really, really, really nice.
It smells good.
It smells good, too. And I think that kind of re-energized us just a little bit as we went upstairs and started checking out the room, you know, taking some pictures and stuff like that. I tell you, when my head hit the pillow, though,
I was out.
I was done.
Every night.
Done, you know?
They're called, they sell those beds. They're called heavenly beds.
Heavenly beds?
Yeah. Mm. They sell them. But yeah, it was phenomenal. But like you said, the lobby, like we tried so many times to spend time in the lobby, which when do you want to hang out in the hotel lobby?
Yeah.
Like there's a beautiful fountain, like just intricate chandelier. There's a bar, there's tables and TVs and couches and like, there's a coffee shop. Like it doesn't feel like a weird hotel lobby.
It doesn't. No, it's just got a different feel to it. But yeah, so we slept and then we did our tour with Chris, all three of the resorts, the Swan Reserve, the Dolphin, and the Swan. Fantastic tour. You know, you guys heard us talk about it last week here on the show. And just a great centralized location for resorts.
Oh my gosh.
So many things to do, so many restaurants, so many pools, just a lot of things to choose from and enjoy, aside from just going to the parks and everything else as far as activities go.
Oh,
100% recommend going to the Swan and Dolphin and the Swan Reserve if you're going to be staying at the Walt Disney World Resort. But we did that. We went to Earl of Sandwich over at Disney Springs real quick. We had some lunch afterwards. We went to World of Disney, and then we realized again how tired we were.
Yes.
And said, okay, let's go back to the room. We slept for about an hour, I think.
I didn't mean to. We overslept for dinner.
We had reservations at Sebastian's Bistro that night, and Nicole, who didn't intend on taking a nap, fell asleep and woke me up in a panic and said, our reservation at Sebastian's is in 6 minutes. I was like,
and our friends were waiting for us.
Yeah, there were people waiting on us and everything. And so I frantically wake up and put my clothes back on that I had on earlier in the day for the tour and everything else. And she's getting ready to get out the door. And then we were at a, you know, kind of a crossroad. Do we walk over there and take the Skyliner, or do we just grab an Uber and over to that resort?
Because the valet was busy, and we're like, okay, we know it's going to be a couple minutes to wait for our car, and then we have to drive and park, and it's like, I think that would take too long. So we decided to walk and take the Skyliner, and...
Wrong idea.
Spoiler alert, that was the wrong choice.
Wrong choice, yeah.
So, we were late for dinner, and we were sweaty, and our watch was like, are you working out? we're like, no, we're just late for dinner.
No, just and it's extremely hot.
It was really hot. Dinner was awesome.
Yes, always good.
The food is phenomenal.
It's becoming a favorite.
It is. It's similar to Ohana in the style of food, but much lighter fare, lighter flavors, like fresh herbs and not like sticky wings or anything like that.
Yes.
There's a lot more like chimichurri sauce and mango chutney and and stuff like that. Broccolini.
It was good. It was very, very, very good. And the company was good as well.
Company was phenomenal.
Company was fantastic. I got to meet your friend
Kelly. Kelly. And Pat and Colleen.
And Colleen, yeah.
We met Kelly.
I met Kelly before.
Yeah.
It's Colleen and her husband I had not met before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to meet then. Went over to the Riviera afterwards and had a drink.
Yep.
And just watched a little bit of firework lights and just talked, you know, for a few minutes. Ran into our friend Michael while we were there.
Yeah.
You know, he was over there with some of his family. And it was all around good day. And then we went back to the room and just passed out.
Yep.
I mean, just hit it hard.
We took an Uber back.
Yeah, we were smart. It was like, now, I'm not walking back this time. We took the Uber. But next day, we had to wake up early because we had to make it over to Epcot.
Yes.
Which we decided to walk over to the International Gateway entrance.
And that was fine.
It was fine. better shoes were worn for that little bit of walk, which was a plus.
And we had coffee.
Yeah, we had coffee as we were going. Got to do Remy's Ratatouille Adventure as we entered the park.
Yes. Yeah, so because we were staying on property, Swan and Dolphin has deluxe resort perks.
Yes.
So we were able to get into the park the extra morning hours. If you're staying there on a night that has deluxe resort evening hours, you can take advantage of those.
Yeah.
And we were able to do the virtual queue at 7 a.m. because, or I'm sorry, you could purchase the lightning lane at 7 a.m. because we were staying on property.
Right. First time on Remy's for me.
What'd you think?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites.
It was good to do.
It was good to do. Got it out of the way. I don't see it as a must every trip.
No.
In any way.
Nope.
But, I mean, that queue was a little bit long. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. But then afterwards, we got to do Soarin', The Lands, Finding Nemo.
Test Track.
Test Track. We were going to do Spaceship Earth, but it ended up losing power halfway into the day. Never got power back.
Yeah, half of the park, like...
yeah, lost power. It was just so random. You know, weird. Did get a virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Mm-hmm. I did do it. You did not.
No.
You chose not to.
No. I had just been advised by some friends that it might... I was like a week and a half out from my, like, having had surgery. On my like abdomen is where my incisions are. So I thought it might not be smart.
Yeah.
But you said I probably would have been fine.
You would. I think you would. Now knowing.
Yeah.
It's smooth enough to where you would have been okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't jar you around. I'm not going to give you guys any spoilers on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. What I will tell you is this. It is one of the smoothest coasters I've ever been on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The queue alone and the pre-show alone might be one of the best at Walt Disney World.
Right.
Especially the pre-show before you actually get on the coaster. Very cool. Very immersive. Fantastic. I will tell you this. If you have the opportunity to ride in row 9,
mm-hmm.
do it. That's where I rode. And the launch backwards... awesome when you're in that car.
Yeah.
It is super cool. Got to hear Congo.
Yes.
The track that was played while I was on. Went with the attraction. Very, very good. Have fun with that attraction because at first, before I process it all, I was like, yeah, that's my number 3 attraction. And people are like, whoa. Flight of Passage, Rise, and then Guardians of the Galaxy. And as I processed the ride even more, I said, I think I'm going to put it in the number 2 spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do Flight of Passage, Guardians, Rise.
We love Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage for us is just a fantastic attraction. It really is. It's just so good.
Based on how I reacted to Flight of Passage, you think I would like this, even though I don't like coasters.
Yeah. I really do think that you'll like this, given the opportunity next time.
I'm interested to try. Yeah.
So I 100% recommend Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind over at Epcot. Did not experience any type of motion sickness. Did not have a problem with it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have experienced it, I think,
yeah.
And had problems. It just depends on the person. So I recommend, wearing one of those little patches if you're going to go on it. Don't eat before you get on this. I will say that. Do not eat a heavy meal before getting on Guardians. Because it does spin you around a little bit. You do feel a little bit of G-force. Not something that pins you back in your seat or anything, but you can feel it.
We had eaten maybe like 2 hours before.
Yeah, but highly, highly recommend this attraction. So good. So good. Lots of fun.
We ate at Connections Cafe. We had an awesome burger. It had sauteed mushrooms and onions, and that was delicious. We were like really shocked about... the quality of the food. We were really impressed with Connections Cafe.
Yes.
And we enjoyed Creation Shop.
Yes.
Not the name. We hate on the name a lot, but the shop is pretty cool.
I hate the name. I hate the name. Well, okay. No, I dislike the name. Hate's a strong word.
Right.
I dislike it. I dislike the name. Right. But I love the shop.
But the shop was cool. It's bright. Everything is organized really well. It seemed clean.
Yeah.
It's easy to find things. And we had lunch at Beer Garden.
Not the best.
Our favorite trip to Beer Garden.
No.
The one thing we really enjoyed from Beer Garden, though, was we sat at our own table.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. First time we've ever done that where you did not have to sit with... 6 other people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Which is, the Beer Garden way, let's be honest. But it was nice to have our own table. But the food was just not good.
No.
It might be, unless things change, it might be some time before we go back to Beer Garden.
Right.
Be perfectly honest with you.
We did breakfast at Boma, and that was phenomenal. But after you rode Guardians, after we had lunch.
Yes.
We went to Hollywood Studios.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And what did you do?
I mean, let's lower this music for a moment. Because we were able to get a last-minute park hopper pass, for going.
Yes, that was...
Which was really cool. The cast member getting it for us was very nice about it as well. And it gave us a nice little bit of Disney magic for our pass, which was really nice. We made our way over to Disney's Hollywood Studios, went over to Galaxy's Edge, and I went and made... One of those. A lightsaber. Chose the Peace and Justice hilt.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up getting the violet kyber crystal, purple in color.
Yeah.
A combination of both red and blue, which represents the constant struggle in my life. If you want to look at it that way. I'll listen to it.
The light and the dark.
Sounds so good. I love this thing.
It's really cool.
It's very cool.
And so the question was asked, was it worth it for the price?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. The crazy thing was that a couple of days before, you had shown me for Star Wars celebrations, they had released images of some brand new hilts that are coming for Savi's workshop at Galaxy's Edge.
And they're very you.
They're very, very much. I mean, and these were power and control style hilts. Very much me.
They're dark metals.
Yes.
Yeah.
It screams, cool. Put a red kyber crystal in me.
Yes.
Nothing else. You put anything else in it, you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Don't even bother getting it. But I still love this thing.
Yes.
So I still have one more trip to Savi's I need to make.
Just for that hilt.
We
had talked about, if they hadn't come out with that hilt, would you go back? Don't feel like you need to. But I think after tax, I can't remember if it's $232 or $237, which is expensive.
It is pricey, yeah.
But it was awesome. The quality of the lightsaber is unmatched. The cast members were phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
From
I loved
when you check in to when they give you your bag when you leave.
Yeah.
It's immersive. Like, it was awesome.
The step-by-step process and everything that happens in the room is just fantastic, and I love that lightsaber. Just absolutely love it. So, very cool experience. We got done with that, headed back over to Epcot, and we ate at Regal Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Was not impressed, by the way.
It was so much better the last time I had it. Yeah,
did not really like it. I may not go back there ever again. And then we got to watch Harmonious
mm-hmm.
with a friend of ours. And I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. I never got to see Epcot Forever in person. I saw it on YouTube, and I like it better than Harmonious. If you were to take the music for Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, and pair it with the current technology of Harmonious, I would be as happy as could be.
Right.
Because the thing is, a lot of people don't feel the same way. This is just how I feel. During something like Illuminations and even Epcot Forever, watching it at home on the couch, I got this feeling of how do you describe it?
It's like a warm, almost nostalgia, but you've never like it's a sense of like community, and it's like a warm fuzzy feeling.
It didn't hit me
in the feels,
right in the chest.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't get the little hair standing up on my arms or goosebumps or anything watching Harmonious. I just did not get that feeling. The technology they're using is fantastic. It looks really good. But I think it's the music that just takes away from it.
No, see, I like the music, but there's no storyline.
No, there's not. No.
There's no storyline. The segments are broken up. Like after each song, it goes dark. For a moment.
It does, yeah.
And then starts, like, they're not connected in any way. And it doesn't, so what we said was, we understand how they connected it to Epcot. You know, they have stories that represent different countries. They have art on the barges from artists from those countries, the music from those countries. I get it. But.
Yeah, yeah.
Epcot is more than the World Showcase.
That's true, yeah.
And the vision and meaning behind Epcot has nothing to do with those.
Nothing.
With that show.
In anything inharmonious whatsoever. Nothing. I don't need to stand and watch it again. Mm. Enjoying it as I'm passing by, walking through the World Showcase and heading to a late dinner or to get some drinks or something like that, absolutely fine, and I will appreciate it and enjoy it that way. But I don't ever need to stand through that show again. Mm-mm. I just don't feel the need to.
Which is sad.
It is.
Because Illuminations was a vacation staple.
It was. And I honestly think that Harmonious could have been the interim show. Mm-hmm. And you could have switched it over, especially with the 40th anniversary of Epcot coming up. Epcot Forever would have been more appropriate.
Yeah,
run for the year.
If they took Epcot Forever,
you know,
with the soundtrack to Epcot Forever with the technology they have now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, that could have been so awesome.
Yeah, I just wasn't too happy with it. And I'm kind of disappointed, but you know, hey, a lot of people do love that show. More credit, and that's fine. You know, it's just not for me. It's just not for me. And that's how we ended our night. Well, we ended our night heading back over to Spaceship Earth because it was all lit up. Oh, and you and I sat there
at least an hour
for about an hour and just looked at Spaceship Earth right outside the entrance area.
That was so cool.
And there wasn't a lot of people around, and we just soaked in the atmosphere, and it was just so good.
With the points of light.
Yeah, yeah.
So cool.
Very cool.
That and I firmly believe that's the best thing they've done to Epcot in a very long time.
Yeah, that was an absolute home run. Mm-hmm. Absolute home run. The Spaceship Earth just looks amazing. And you can just sit there and just watch it. And
the
just
music. And they have like the traditional like purple and orange colors. There's blue. Like, you know, you see them do different things. And it gets you in your feels. Like Harmonious did not.
It did, yeah. Unfortunately, Harmonious is just Harmonious.
and that's fine. It's not,
fine.
It doesn't have to be for everybody.
No, it doesn't. So, yeah, that was our trip to Walt Disney World. We left the next day, woke up early, had breakfast.
At Boma,
which was very good.
Phenomenal.
Definitely recommend. We do enjoy the dinner service more than the breakfast. Yeah. I will say that.
But breakfast was still phenomenal.
It was a very good breakfast.
I would choose that breakfast over some other places.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree 100%. All around, good trip to Walt Disney World. Yeah. Very exhausting and hot trip to Walt Disney World. We did what? Over 25,000 steps on Sunday for Epcot and Hollywood?
I did 29,000.
29, yeah. I said over 25.
Legs, yeah.
It's a lot of steps. A lot of steps. We had a good time. Completely exhausted, but we do have some birthdays and stuff that we need to get to real fast. We're running out of time, so we'll be right back here on DW60.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
We are back on DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, and it is time for some birthdays. We have kind of a few birthdays saved up from the last couple weeks while we were gone, and we are excited to celebrate with all of you.
Yeah, since we had our
interview
show from the Swan and Dolphin last week, do a couple of birthdays we needed to get to that we missed, and we apologize for that, but we did want to go ahead and read those for you guys. So, what do we got? What's going on?
This first one says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hi.
Hello. It's John Matthew from Australia. My sister Abigail is turning 23. My time with her was enjoying Disney on Ice at the Bank Arena in Sydney Olympic Park before it used to be what in what's left of Sydney's Entertainment Center. She was a fan of the Disney Princess franchise in the aughts prior to The Princess and the Frog. Her favorite Disney princess is Ariel. Can you give Abigail sparkles and pixie dust?
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely, because Abigail, you get that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And you get sparkles. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hope you had a fantastic birthday. I hope it was a really good one.
And thanks all for sending that in.
Down there in Australia.
Yeah, John from Australia.
Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
People down there in Australia listening to the show. Love it. Next one says, hey guys, listen to the show or podcast every week. Love it. Hope I can sneak in a birthday notice here in at the last minute. My wife, Sherry
Fegley,
okay, celebrates her birthday on June the 6th. Also on that date, officially retires from teaching after 28 years. At the head of the math department at her middle school, she has primarily taught algebra 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. But she also had coached the contest math team. Think of kids who enjoy math so much, they show up on Saturdays to take math tests for fun.
Mathletes.
Wow, cool. where they've consistently finished in the top 5 in the state and sent numerous kids to the national championships. Wow, that is fantastic. If that's not amazing enough, she's been married to me for 27 years, and we share a love of Disney World. Her favorite attraction is Expedition Everest. Good one. And her favorite snack is the fresh fruit waffle sandwich at Sleepy Hollow.
So good.
Wow, that's that.
Sherry.
Yummy.
That is a prime pick.
That is from Lance. So a big happy birthday goes out to his wife, Sherry.
Heck yeah.
And congratulations on your retirement.
Yeah, 28 years. That is fantastic.
Thank you for teaching. Yeah. Thank you for pouring into the future of our world. It takes a special type of human.
Sparkles for you. Fantastic. And happy birthday to you. One more birthday that we need to get to. What does it say?
This is from my friend Michelle. It says, hi, Nicole and Jeff.
Hi.
Hello. My birthday is tomorrow, June 10th. So today, June 10th, I apologize. And I am 31.
31.
31. I'd be honored to have a heck yeah and a shout out on the show. I'm honestly so happy to have met Nicole, and I cannot wait to meet Jeff. She said, I love you both so much. She goes, Jeff, I'm jealous that you get to see Nicole every day. I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. Yeah. That's why I married her. Yeah.
Michelle is the best. So Michelle is a concierge planner for Walt Disney World, or WDW Park Planners, which is a sister company to the travel agency I work for. And I met her on our past training trip in February. And she was like, I've been listening to the show for years. And I was like, what?
What?
I had no clue.
Isn't that weird?
It was so much fun to get to hang out.
Oh, that was super cool. Well, Michelle, guess what? You get that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And you also get the sparkles as well.
Sparkles.
Because it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to everybody else that we mentioned this morning. If you have a birthday or anniversary or anything else that you want a shout out done here on the show, send an email to us. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating today, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
And that brings us to the end of the show. We want to thank everybody for taking a little time out of their day to listen to DW60 and what's been happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. You need to get in contact with us. There's a lot of different ways. How can they do it?
You can contact us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We are in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone on Facebook or the Sorcerer Radio Discord. We chat live in the Discord every Friday morning when our show airs on Sorcerer Radio. We are on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. And we are also on Patreon. We're sharing behind the scenes, special sneak peeks of episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. Over on our Patreon, you can also search DW60 Press Row.
Much love to all the our current Patreon members. We appreciate you so much. You're keeping the electricity running on DW60, keeping the show going. Thank you so much. Big thanks to all of our Sorcerer Radio listeners. Everybody in the Discord, thank you so much for interacting with us during the show and everything. Love that. Replay of the show is going to happen this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for your Sorcerer Radio listeners if you didn't get to hear all of it. And, of course, DizHiz is going to be on a little bit later on today, 1 p.m. Make sure you check that out. Another big thanks to the Swan Dolphin and the Swan Reserve.
Triplex.
Yeah, the Triplex for having us out there. Fantastic stay. Wonderful stay.
It was.
Loved every single second of it.
Can't wait to go back.
We had mentioned the Food and Wine Classic a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that might be our next trip. I really do.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it so much and we just have never done it. I think it's time.
Yeah. I was trying to talk to Jeff last night about a Horror Nights not so scary trip, but I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
We're always scheming.
A podcast version of the show will be out later this weekend, probably Sunday morning. So make sure you check that out. Subscribe and give us those 5-star reviews. Definitely help us out getting the podcast out to everybody. So we thank you each and every one for leaving your comments, your 5-star reviews, and all that and everything else. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope you have a magical day.